This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. My name is Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company. I've just entered through a door that says, enter if you dare. And so I'm going to be very brave and step inside the Icelandic Sea Monster exhibition in Bíldudalur. My guests and my guides today are...
Lilja, Ástís.
Thank you both for taking the time to show me around. So does it get scary in here then?
It can be a bit, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to learn all about Icelandic sea monsters because I think people don't really think of them as being, you know, big in number. I know there's one in the east of the country that we've talked about before on RÚV English Radio, but we'll get into this when we go in. But there are quite a few, aren't there?
Yeah, we have four.
Four main monsters.
Four main monsters, yeah.
Four definite monsters that definitely exist.
Yeah. Yes, okay. they do exist.
Right.
Yes.
Well, shall we step inside?
Yeah. But we have more creatures in the sea that somebody
so you believe in monsters?
Well, I was telling you before we switched on the microphones that I'm from Inverness in the UK originally, so very near Loch Ness.
Yeah.
So I sort of have to believe, don't
you
I?
You have to believe.
Yeah. Have to believe. Yeah.
Do you believe in Nessie, Loch Ness monster?
Yes.
Yes.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think she's related to any of the Icelandic monsters?
Could be.
You never know.
No.
She could have managed to swim across, I suppose, couldn't she? All right, so we're in the first part of the exhibition now, and there's a very strong nautical theme, as you can imagine here. There's a poster describing what a monster is, mysterious creatures in lakes and in the sea that people see or hear. And so the monsters that we're going to talk about have been seen by a few people, haven't they?
Yes, they have, and we have proof.
Oh,
and they've been on excursion to try to catch one and... So on, yeah. But actually now we're in the outdoor area, as we call it. So we walk through here and here we have a real size monster, shore lady and merman.
So let's step inside. Creatures that have been created, which are absolutely terrifying and giant as well. So these really give you a sense of what's been seen. So these, are these as people have described them then?
Yes, yes. And the smaller one is Fjörulatli or a shore lady. And it's most common to see him.
Now, the smaller one looks like it's on four legs. It looks a bit like a really, really, really big, scary mouse or rat, I suppose, with fur on its back. And the other monster that we're looking at is very tall. In each hand, there are three claws, I guess you would say, rather than fingers. Big, sharp teeth, a bald head and green eyes. What's the big monster?
It's merman. And if you stare into its green eyes, you can get crazy. Well, crazier.
More crazy.
Yeah.
More crazy, yes.
More crazy, yeah.
So. Where were these creatures seen then?
They have both have been seen around this
around
area.
Here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, the shore lady was last seen last summer near this town.
Who saw her?
A farmer.
Right.
In this field, yeah.
Who do people tell first when they see a monster?
He just drove into the town from his farm and he told that I saw a shore lady in the sea. I saw it. Yeah. And we all believe him. Why should he lie?
I know, I know.
Yeah.
And so did everyone go out to search?
Yeah, people went to the area that he saw, but didn't see him.
Didn't see him yet.
No.
Okay. So let's move from those scary creatures to some more information boards that will tell some of the stories about the monsters in the lake and the sea and the sightings that we've had here in Arnarfjörður. Shall we step? Because I do remember being here last year, and when we step inside the main part of the exhibition, there's lots of information and the proof that you talked about as well that people have seen these monsters. Shall we go in there?
Yeah. Okay. So enter the home.
Enter the
home. So here we have interviews from people that have actually seen monsters, and they went on an excursion to try to catch one. And my husband's grandfather, he was the one who pulled the string. And to try to catch the monster.
Uh-huh.
And
did he manage to?
No, he didn't manage.
No. Do people want to capture them, though, or do they just want to see them?
I'm not sure. They want to catch them film, but I don't think they want to interfere too much.
No. So the four main monsters that we know about, have we seen two of them already?
Yeah, you've seen two, okay. And the other one we can see are there.
Okay, let's look at the third. Tell me about the third monster then. Is this the one that looks like a giant, terrifying goose with a more like an emu or a swan or something?
The main monster,
merhorse.
Yeah, it's really tall, and if you
press the screen, we'll get some more information.
You get the information. It's a bright red. What is it called? This here.
that's a sort of crown or a crest, maybe a red crest. Last seen in 2010, and it's been seen here in Arnafjörður quite regularly, and it's 6 meters tall. Yeah. So you'd be pretty scared if you saw this.
Yes. Yeah, would be. But we have to say, when you see a monster, not if, when you see the monster, you always have to stay calm. You say hello and walk slowly away and hope they won't eat you.
Right.
if you walk away,
yeah.
if you have to greet them.
Yeah. You have to greet them.
Yeah.
And you walk away, they leave you alone.
But yeah, I mean, people might, if they see this, they'd be terrified. Your first instinct would be to run away, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
That's why you come here to this museum and get educated about the monsters.
To learn how to treat them. Yeah. Yeah. There is one more. So if I go to previous and then I go to the next monster, this is the merman that we've seen. And then the shell monster is the fourth monster. Stocky in build with a large head and a massive mouth, like a big horse but more bulky. Last seen in 1951 in Arnafjörður. So what's happened to the shell monster?
I'm not sure. Maybe it's shy.
Yeah. I think they got smarter over the year. Yeah. They are avoiding us, not the other way around. We are looking, they are avoiding us.
I mean, maybe he's died.
I hope not.
No.
Yeah.
How long do these monsters live?
We haven't got any numbers, no.
I want to hear about your sightings, though, because you both believe, and do you believe because you've both seen?
Well, we grew up with the stories since we were little girls. And all of the men who saw these creatures, they're related to us, our grandfather, or uncle. So why would they lie?
Yes. Have you seen one of the monsters yourself?
I haven't seen, but she saw one.
Yeah. Yes, when I was 12 years old.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Where was that?
By the house I grew up in. The house is by the shore, and he came out of the water. And I think, okay, my father said, stay calm, say hello, and walk slowly away. But I did not do that.
No.
No.
But you were scared?
Yes.
You're terrified.
Which one of the monsters was it?
Sure, Larry.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you didn't say hello calmly and walk away. You ran?
I ran.
But you weren't chased?
My house was close.
but you weren't chased by the sea monster?
No, he did not.
No.
Okay.
And did that teach you a lesson then, that the next time you would definitely...
Definitely stay calm, yeah.
Right.
And I teach my children, I have 3 children here, I teach them, you have to stay calm when you see the monster.
Yes.
Yeah.
Does the weather make a difference? If it's colder or darker, does that mean that they're more likely to appear?
I don't think so. They come in all kinds of weather.
Also here in this part of the exhibition, there is a library, a central round library in the center here. As we said, there are films over there that you can watch where you get the testimony of people. And I loved this from last time. You've got a beautiful, because I love radio, obviously. You've got a beautiful old radio here, which you've set up to broadcast programs. You can sit and listen to these stories of people talking about themselves having seen the monsters.
Yeah, actually, yeah. There are stories there that you can listen to in this old radio.
Are people surprised when they come here and learn that there are these Icelandic sea monsters, because people might, if they come to Iceland, they might know about the sagas, they'll know about the volcanoes. Do they have a knowledge of the monsters?
No, I think they are more surprised about this and didn't know about this place.
Yes. You're on the side of the monsters, you want to protect them.
Yeah, we want to protect them.
Do you welcome new stories? If someone sees a monster while they're here in Iceland, this should be the first place they come?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
We had a tourist last summer.
Yes, a group of tourists from America. They saw Sure Larry near this town, and they come running to us, terrified. But we saw, and we said, we believe you.
Yes. Yeah. Is there something about Arnafjörður that makes the monsters want to come here? It's a very beautiful place.
Yeah, it's big fjord.
Yeah.
So there's plenty of room for all kinds of monsters, I believe,
Do people sometimes think they've seen a monster when maybe they've had a bit too much to drink?
They were sober.
They were sober. I was sober.
You were sober.
When
you were
12.
Well, if you see a monster, you know what to do. Should people look for them or just let them appear? Because I wonder if they don't like being watched, don't like being, seen.
Sure, you can go look for them. Mm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when we were growing up and all these people went to try to find them or see them, it was no news to us.
No.
They're going on a monster trip. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, whale watching is becoming very popular. Maybe monster watching
yes.
is the...
Yes.
It's the next big thing.
Yeah.
It's a business idea.
Yes.
Talking of which, this is your second summer here, isn't it? How has it been going? We were here last year as visitors, loved the place, decided to come back with a microphone. You're getting people through the doors?
Yes.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
It's popular, but not too busy because we are in the Westfjords, the roads and everything. Mm. But yeah, tourists like it. They come here very often. And
And locals here in Bíldudalur will come for the coffee and the cake.
Yes.
Yes.
And pizza and cocktails on the weekend.
Pizza and cocktails. Well, what more could you possibly want? If you don't see a monster after the cocktails, you never will. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
It's been great fun.
Thank you.
And the exhibition here is open until September.
Yes.
1st of September.
15th
of September.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll put a link up on the page accompanying the show from Roof English Radio. And remember, if you are here in this part of Iceland or indeed anywhere around the country and you see a monster, these are the people you tell, yes?
Yes.
Yep. Welcome. Welcome to visit us.
Thank you very much. It's Roof English Radio. I'm Darren Adam, and you can get in touch anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There is more from Roof English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Roof English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Roof.